Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, thank you so much as always. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You continue to show up. You continue to listen, like, subscribe, all of those things. Last week we had episode 501, where we talked about how to monetize becoming a coach. And I appreciate the responses, a lot of questions about that from people. So thank you so much. It was fun to talk about that. But today what I'd like to do is I would like to combine, some fitness stuff with life slash business. So it's a bit of a combination of all of those things. So again, in the home office, again, I'd like your feedback, whether you'd like to capitalize your best background or whether you would like the blur background, just let me know. Right now, I'm going to continue with the capitalize your best program background until I hear differently from you. So what I want to talk about today is how do we handle our setbacks and how do we view them? Because quite often, I think more times than not, how we handle our setbacks is more important than how we handle our success. And I want to talk a little bit about my running, try not to bore you guys, but a little bit about a setback I'm experiencing right now, and then apply to it what it's been like for me. And then I think there's some lessons and some takeaways for you guys as well. So my 2023 was my most successful running year ever in terms of mileage, in terms of achievements. I didn't qualify for Boston last year, but I did. I won the Masters Division at the Devil Dog Double. I came in second in the Masters Division in a marathon, ran a 50K. There were some things in there that were important to me. Really, that 50K was super important to me to run that well, have that experience, and train for it. And if I've shared this with you guys before, forgive me, I'll be brief, but during the Richmond Marathon in November, I noticed a slight pain, lack of better terms, in my butt cheek. Didn't really hinder the race as far as I knew, but the following days, I was really having a hard time pushing off my left leg. Now, a complete rest would have been in store, but things were getting worse. And my t-shirt apparel line, Toughness Groove, was sponsoring or is the main sponsor of the 10.4 race that I do with my friend Carla Alsop. That is just an absolutely amazing race that we do. But it is in some pretty treacherous ground. Like it really is. It's a great course, but it's difficult. There are portions of that terrain that you almost need a rope to climb up. And I arrived not doing well. I was having a difficult time, extending my leg, bending my left leg. It was like a pogo stick, to be honest with you. It was like a peg leg. And Run Big Land, forgive me, all of a sudden I can't remember the name of the race, the Run Big Land 10.4. But there was a competitor there from last year that I enjoyed racing against. And she had said that she had spent the entire year just running trail races. And so she was ready. Well, from the immediate steps, I knew I was not going to be able to keep up with her. Not at all. In a lot of pain, couldn't push, no speed. And there was twice on the trail where we came back together and then she just immediately took off and I just had no push, no kick. And at the very end, we were the inside of each other, but I was basically swinging my left leg. It would not bend, not push at all. Ended in a lot of pain. Started to rest, do the stretching, continued to run through January, saw the chiropractor, got some dry needling, didn't get any better. So finally I went to see the orthopedist. And they described me with insertional hamstring tendonitis, which means where the hamstring attaches to the butt bone is inflamed. And guys, I've been working on that since then. This is March. I'm recording this on Saturday, and I had the goal of running a half marathon today. Guys, I'm still struggling to run 3 miles. And so I'm in physical therapy. I'm doing every single thing. I've done three rounds of dry needling. We've done suction cups. We've done ultrasound therapy. We've done everything, but at the moment, it's just going to be a long recovery. Where this shows up for me most is certain seating situations. So either one of our cars, Agony, especially Amy's car, if the seat does not have a cushion, I'm in a ton of pain. Right now, I'm in my office chair here in my basement, and it's tolerable, but I'll have to move in a few minutes. And I spend a lot of time working and at the stand-up desk in my office. I see my friends out running, and they're preparing for marathons and half marathons. And I see people running down the road, and I see people moving like just seamlessly in their stride. And I miss it. I miss those moments. I haven't been able to run longer than 40 minutes since, you know, since December. And I was running half marathon every weekend. So it's been a huge adjustment for me. And so it's been as much of an adjustment mindset wise as anything else. Now, what I could do is absolutely no physical fitness whatsoever. I could just stop doing everything until the hamstring healed. That might help the hamstring some, but it's not going to help my overall health. So in working with my physical therapist, what is the best route to take? Well, doing nothing and feeling bad about myself is not going to help. It's not going to speed things up. It's going to make things longer. And when I do finally recover, I'll be in awful shape. So what I've done is I've started doing lots of pull-ups, lots of push-ups, a lot of dumbbell work, a lot of squats. I've done a couple of trips to the pool and done pool walking for 25 meters at a time. I've added now resistance bands where I do side steps and then various exercises they've given me because I felt like my glutes are weak. And I am now back, thankfully, running 3 miles at a time, but it's super slow. I don't have any push or kick. And if I tried, I would hurt myself. And so none of these things I enjoy. I enjoy running. I enjoy training. I enjoy pushing myself, going out for a couple hours on a weekend. I don't enjoy resistance band exercises. I don't enjoy the dumbbell work. I don't. But I've been telling myself, and I had a conversation with my buddy Justin the other day, that recovery is training. Recovery is training. How I handle this setback, if I approach it like I do training for a marathon, I'm going to get better. And I know that instead of doing nothing, if I'm doing all the glute work, the resistance bands, and all the things that are going with that, that it's going to hasten and make the recovery quicker. It really is. Like, I will get back to training and running marathons and the things I hope to do if I do the work. It's tempting to just do nothing because I don't see the improvement. It's not like a running time that I can see. And I'm still in pain. Like, I wonder if am I recovering at all? Like, today I'm still in pain. When I went for a run, I'm like, wow, this hurts. But I do know that a month ago I couldn't run at all. And so, 2 months ago, I couldn't extend my leg. And so there is progress. It's slow. But if I approach recovery like I do training, then I grow mentally. I gain a new skill set mentally. I'm going to get better quicker, and it's going to give me help in every other area of my life. So now with all of that, here's why I think things apply to us. It's very easy business-wise, relationally, and lots of other things to be in a setback season, where you're not as making as much money, or making money is harder, or your business is struggling, or your relationships are struggling. If we approach those seasons of life as training, as the crucial time, we're going to grow. Right now, the economy and various things are not great. And I own a business, and every day I'm in sales, and I'm trying to get people to sign up and work with us. And it gets harder and harder. Resistance is greater. Worry about finances is difficult. People are tired with their money. I totally understand that. And we offer a great product or service, great product and service, but it's a struggle for folks. It really is. So I'm having to learn new avenues of work. I'm having to learn new avenues of sales. I'm having to make new avenues of offers, and I'm having to read and go into podcasts. I'm having to do all the things that are necessary to improve my business. And it's not as easy as it has been before. But if I approach this season as training, my business will be better for it, because when it does get into a better season, I will have gained the skills of sales and the skills of offers that I need. It's the same thing in relationships. If we do the hard work during our seasons of setback, we are going to be quicker to get to the areas where, when we're smoother and it's better, we'll have new skills and we'll have pursued each other. But doing nothing only prolongs the difficulty, or might actually bring an end to a relationship or to a business or to your training. Doing nothing is not the best option. And so I say that authoritatively because I've seen it before and I've experienced it. And right now I want to get back training again. I want to have the level of health that I've had before. The only way to do that is to do the things I don't enjoy, which is resistance band therapy and dumbbell work and pull-ups and push-ups. And hey, listen, it's been good for me. I've gained muscle. It's been good for me. It's just not giving me the results that I really want, which is the ability to run and run fast and run longer again. Guys, same thing for your businesses. What skills do you need to learn? And what do you need to gain so that you can get through this season and grow? So guys, I would love to help you with this. We have a couple of different ways. If you would like the personal coaching, if you like coaching in these areas here, faith, family, fitness, and finances, we have a 90-day personal coaching program. It's called Capitalize Your Best Life. Capitalize Your Best Life. And if you'd like to learn about it, just go to capitalizeyourbest.com. That's where everything is now, capitalizeyourbest.com. It's the button on the right. And when you sign up, you get a journal and you get a video every single day for 90 days to walk you through accomplishing your goals in faith, family, fitness, and finances. So if you like that, go for it. I'd love to help with you. It comes from my experiences. It comes from years of business and family and running, and I would love for it to make an impact on you. So if you'd like to know more about the Capitalize Your Best Life program, just go to capitalizeyourbest.com, scroll down, it's the button on the right, and I would love to help you with it. But guys, if you're in a season of setback right now, treat it as training. If you're not in a season of setback, if you're in a season of success, treat it like training. We always got to be in training. We got to get better. So guys, thanks so much for listening. I always enjoy you tuning in, and I can't wait to hear your response. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.